floating through the Rattlers website and noticed that the first store was 1992 in College Station. Not sure if it was branded Rattlers at that time, but quite a history of the chain here in Bryan College Station as well as around the Brazos Valley.
Yeah, that was actually our very first convenience store my mom and dad built. It was called Jim's Food Mart at the time. It was the corner of University and Texas. That Exxon location that's right there was built in, I think, December of 1992 when we opened that location.
And since then, the convenience store business, I would guess, has been pretty good to Coalcourse Petroleum.
Yeah, once we finally figured out what we were doing, it took us a while to understand how to run these stores. And once we got pretty good at it in the mid-2000s, we went on a pretty nice little growth path. I mean, it's not the type of growth that, some of these, large companies enjoy, but for us it was good. And we had a great time, enjoyed working in the communities that we put stores in, and it was just a lot of fun.
Talk about the industry and the timing of this decision. It seems so often that you get to a certain level and you either really have to go on a big expansion or make the decision that y'all have made. Is that what it boils down to?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, in order to compete in today's environment as a, really a mid-level size retailer, we were going to need to go on a pretty substantial growth path. And, quite frankly, at my age, I just didn't really have excitement about going a lot deeper in debt in order to grow the chain. And there's some things in the demographic market right now that make it an appealing time to exit the retail business. And so we investigated that, and it just turned out to be a really good opportunity for Sunoco to grow their chain in this particular market, which they've already come in and made a big play for.
And a big play, particularly in Bryan College Station in just the last couple of years.
They have. They've been very aggressive here, and I don't think you're going to see a big slowdown from Stripes. They're here to stay, a well-run operation, and I think that they got some really good stores from us.
And I believe that you wouldn't just sell to anybody either.
No, we wouldn't. Being a community active company like we've been all these years, it was important that we dealt with someone that, number one, had experience, would take care of our customers in the way that we tried to take care of our customers. And we feel very confident that Stripes is going to continue that same tradition that we had.
If you go a little further into detail what this transaction means in addition to the convenience stores, what Coalcourse Petroleum is keeping, and what does the sale include?
Well, it includes the retail locations and then our Exxon, Shell, and Valero fuel contracts, which basically our dealer business. We'll still be in the commercial fuel and lubricants business, and I really look forward to actively growing that side of our business. We've not really put a huge amount of focus on that business in the last 10 or 15 years as we've grown our retail chain, and I'm really excited about that. Also, the Burger King business that I got involved with about 3 years ago, we've got full intentions of growing our retail chain of Burger Kings.
As for Rattlers, then, what's the transition schedule?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's got to go through due diligence and that type of thing. So, if everything goes according to schedule and there's no hiccups along the way, probably mid-June is the timing that the transaction should close.
Well, I've just started my seventh year here in the Brazos Valley. I'm going to miss the phrase, clean, friendly Texan.
That was really one of the funnest things probably about developing the stores was, kind of creating a brand and an image and a logo and a moniker like Friendly Clean Texan. And I guess we did a pretty decent job doing it because there's a lot of folks that they know what Rattlers is now, and that's kind of gratifying, and that's a tough thing to give that up, because it's kind of like getting rid of your baby. But it was a good time for our family and for the company, so we decided that was the route we needed to go.
And anything special for employees as they're in the middle of the transition as well?
Well, all of our retail people are going to be definitely given an opportunity to stay with the company, and I think that there'll be great opportunities for those folks.
Anything else that I've missed that customers need to know about?
Not at this time. Bill, it's still early in the process, and I guess I'm a little hesitant to put too much information out there, because there's just still some things that could change along the way. But I think that the likelihood of this taking place is pretty high. Sometime in mid-June, I don't know if they're going to transition these locations from Rattlers to Stripes right away, or if they're going to keep them Rattlers for a period of time. Those are all Stripes decisions, and I'm sure they'll make the correct choices.
Well, at least for a little while longer, we'll be able to continue to use those Rattler cards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if there's any change to that program at all, we will make sure that our customers have adequate time to do whatever they need to do to make sure they can use their points.